Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor heading out of town, and we are recording this on Wednesday the 12th before our Valentine's Day. We've had a lot of rain. We've had some snow in the past weekend. The runoff on construction sites, the snow was tough to get around on the 8th.
That's true. Yes, we have had some runoff on construction sites, and I was getting a lot of feedback and concerned about it. And again, I've said this before, the systems to contain stormwater runoff on a construction site are designed for normal rainfall in a 24-hour period. We've had last week flash flooding conditions, and also this week we've had flooding conditions. So our code enforcement people and our town manager, we're monitoring that situation. Some people think we ought to go in and find the construction people and shut them down. That's really counterproductive. What we want to do is to monitor and urge them to do what they're having to do as soon as possible to mitigate this issue of runoff with heavy rains. And, you know, we are really in a pattern for the last 2 years of unusual rainfall. Last year it was about 130 inches of rain. Normally we get 96 inches, which is just incredible when you think about it. But we've had those kind of rainfalls last year, and it seems like we're on track now this year to have that continued weather cycle of heavy rainfalls. And when you put downpours of rain on a highly mountainous, distressed area, you do get some fast-moving water and runoff. So we try to address those as best we can and keep people always vigilant about the potential for problems.
And I noticed the snow coming down, and I was trying to drive out there, but and noticed the crews were out salting, right, but then they waited for the snow to stop.
On Saturday morning, it was kind of a funny situation. I don't think we were really anticipating, or anyone was anticipating, that much.
I was on the air, and it started off nice and slow, and then it just kept going.
It just kept going. And I know I got out in my old Toyota pickup truck that has four-wheel drive. And I was riding around, and I saw that our crews were out plowing at about 11 or 10:30. Yeah. But the problem was that was halfway through the storm. So once they'd go plow a road, more snow fell. So it was kind of a strange situation. A lot of times we have real heavy snow that we address once it stopped. Our crews get out and plow, but sometimes the snow keeps coming.
You had a nice visit. You were talking just a bit, alluded to it before we started recording, with director of the Highlands Chamber, Kay McCann, and future of business looking pretty good.
Kay and I sat down with our town manager. We've had several of these meetings. The chamber's in a transition process with new leadership. I've attended some of their TDC meetings, and we're in dialogue about how we can partner together, the town and the chamber. There are some issues that we continue to discuss. We have a real opportunity here in the coming year to do some very good partnering when it comes to planning. Kay's indicated that they will be hiring a consultant to lead the chamber through a long-term strategic plan on the economy here and tourism, and what type of tourists we want to have in the community, and how do we market the tourists and when and at what levels and so forth. And I think that really fits with what the town will be doing next year with a comprehensive plan. We can work together. Our plan will be much broader than just the economy. We will be hiring a consultant to lead us through that plan, and it will be primarily working with our planning board, but also all the stakeholders in the community to get an overview of where we want Highlands to be in the coming years and into the future. And that's very, very important. If we have that comprehensive plan, that helps drive the town board in their decision-making process. They can look at an issue and say, how does this comport and match up with the current comprehensive plan? Is this, you know, what we should be doing based on the feedback and the decision that the community made about the comprehensive plan. So it's going to be very important that we get this process underway without delay.
It's great to see that you're going to be bringing back the Mayor's Community Coffee a little bit earlier than planned. You've got the budget happening, all those meetings in March. So you want to get some feedback from people.
We have the Community Coffee during the year. It starts usually around March, and it goes all the way through October, and it's at the Hudson Library at their community room, every last Friday of the month. It starts at 11 o'clock. Bring in sometimes guest speakers. I bring up topics that are, I hope, relevant to our community and what we're doing.
They are.
I decided to kind of step it up a little bit early this year because we will be having a budget planning retreat at First Presbyterian Church on March the 5th. And I really wanted to maybe go over some of the items that I think should be in the budget and also get community feedback as I go into this retreat. So I encourage people to come. I'll do a little presentation, but if other people have ideas about what we should put in the budget or they see a need, please come and share that with us because this is the beginning of the budget planning year. We will go for several months doing workshops and reviewing what the town manager develops as the budget. And then the final thing that we have in June is a public hearing at the town board meeting, and then the budget is approved, so it's in effect on July the 1st. I encourage people to come to the coffee, have some good refreshments. Let's have a dialogue about what are the priorities for the budget for the coming year.
Your openness is refreshing. And coming up on Thursday, the 20th, our town board meeting, Sam Lucas is here. And what is going on with the Dogwood Foundation and all that funding?
Sam is the board member for the Dogwood Foundation for this area. He is a cashier's resident, but has real close ties to Highlands also. So Sam will be there to give us an update as to where we are in the process with the Dogwood Foundation. That was created as a result of the sale of Mission to HCA. It was required to have a nonprofit agency. Their commitment is to supporting nonprofits and government departments that promote health and wellness for the people of the entire region. And they're in a formative process where they will have to be giving out grants to the tune of almost $75 million a year. That's from their endowment, from that sale. I know that Sam and other board members are trying to get the word out and encouraging nonprofits especially to consider submitting grants to the Dogwood. One of the things that is really exciting about the Dogwood, and I know they've got it in their mission to strive to do this, they want to see nonprofits apply for grants to where there can also be matching grants with the government agencies and so forth. So the synergy would be that we might have $100 million or more in play in this 18-county Western Carolina region that will be going toward improving the health and wellness of the community. So I think it's an exciting opportunity to see what is happening with the Dogwood Foundation.
Yeah, bring back some doctors here so we can get some more help that way.
I can't tell you the particulars, but I know there are some nonprofit groups that are trying to address that issue. And I'm willing to help any way I can in addressing what has been called the doctor desert. We just don't have enough primary care physicians in the area, and that's a critical need.
And nurses are understaffed, as I looked at the Citizen Times Union. They were talking about that. Some were asking about the construction and the building. When is the fire department building going to go into effect? When's that going to start?
We're working on that process as fast as we can. I know this week our public safety committee meeting reviewed applicants for the construction manager position, companies that can lead the process in constructing this new fire department. That announcement will be made soon as to who will get that contract. And the construction manager and that firm will then start creating the bid documents for the project, working with the architect. And then they will be soliciting bids from subcontractors. They'll pull all of that together and let us know the exact cost for building the fire department. Once we have that number, the cost for building it, then we'll go to the local government commission and they will review the project. The local government commission of North Carolina will not let a municipality borrow any money until their accountants and everybody reviews the program and comes up with the decision, yes, this is sound policy and this municipality can pay for it. Now, we've raised the fire tax, so we ought to be able to demonstrate how we can pay for the building, even with our broadband. we took out a loan, a $4.6 million loan. It had to go to the local government commission. They looked at all of the numbers and all the figures and our assets and said, yes, you can pay for this and you can build it. So that will be the next step with the fire department to get their clearance. And then we will go and borrow the money from a local lending agency. And then the construction will follow after the money has been secured. The interesting thing, I've been talking to the town manager and the fire chief and the architect. This could be up, they were saying, in 9 months to a year. In Highlands construction time, that is lightning fast. So I'm very optimistic that once we get all the paperwork and the design and the bids in and all the approvals, we can really move quickly in building this fire department.
I know you have to go through that, but it just sounds fatiguing. On the meeting on the 20th, the Highlands Motoring Festival is going to just iron out some things. And then we're going to try to clear up what's going on with the non-native invasive plants. Who's coming into town for that?
The Coalition for Non-Native Invasive Plants will be making a presentation, and we have provided, you know, financial support for this group and their program over the past several years. They're called CNIPM. I think it's kind of, you see them and then you nip them in the bud, so to speak. Good. But really, I just read an article in the Carolina Press. This is not just a problem on the Highlands Plateau. The non-native invasive plants are everywhere in the forest of Western Carolina. And the forest rangers and other groups are saying this needs to be addressed or we will see a substantial change in the ecology of the whole mountain area. So I appreciate what the coalition is doing and I look forward to hearing their presentation. And it is something that's really important that we need to address, and also all the counties, all the organizations, Western Carolina, that want to preserve this beautiful environment, they also need to be involved.
The one that's just obvious to me when I'm heading down the Georgia Road is all that kudzu right by Sky Valley and everything else. I just don't notice the others.
The Chinese bittersweet, privet. There's just a whole list of plants that really shouldn't be here. But the other problem is that they are invasive, and by that they mean they spread and they take over and destroy the native plants that were here. It's something we'll be working on.
All right, let's not forget, let's go to the town board meeting on the 20th at 7 o'clock, and we welcome back the mayor's community coffee on the 28th.
There you go. Hope to see everyone there.